Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Audrey Toothman, and I'm introducing Claire Johnson, and we're going to talk about mouse monoclonal GATA, NIGATA 3.
Yeah, my poster.
So, she made a poster on this, and it's a nuclear marker for breast carcinoma, mm-hmm. And Claire, please tell us something about your poster.
Yeah, well, so I started this is the first poster I've ever made. And I work for Cellmark, Millipore Sigma company, and we sell this GATA3 clone L5823 antibody, and it is known to be a good luminal cell differentiated breast marker, but my research was done on how GATA3 is actually sensitive for more than just a luminal cell breast cancer. It goes on to stain DCIS, IDC, I should probably say what those are, ductal carcinoma in situ, just various types of molecular and morphological subtypes of breast carcinoma.
So GATA3 is a nuclear marker.
Yes,
then.
It's a nuclear marker.
And
right.
How does this correspond to the PR, ER,
and HER2?
And HER2 markers.
Yeah. So GATA3 is, what I did my poster on was staining various those types of breast cancer I talked about. GATA3 can be used in addition to ER, PR, and HER2 as a good breast differentiation between subtypes of breast cancer. That didn't really make sense. I didn't say that clearly.
Yeah.
So GATA3, typically breast cancers are stained with ER, estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, and HER2. And then they're also stained with antibodies like GCDFP15 and mammoglobin, just to like we were talking about earlier, the normal
right.
breast versus carcinoma or cancerous
right.
breast tissue. So GATA3 is, it actually stains better than GCDFP15 or mammoglobin.
What is GDF15?
GCDFP,
yeah.
it stains breast cancerous tissue. So just to differentiate
it. Is that a nuclear stain also, or is that?
I think so. I'm not quite sure on that. Yeah, okay. I know more about GATA3 than I know any other antibody. But, so GATA3, unlike its counterparts, the GCDFP15 and mammoglobin, actually stains more sensitively and for different kinds of breast cancer, not just a specific breast cancer like ductal carcinoma in situ.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. And so you said this is your first poster.
Right,
Did
yeah.
you enjoy doing it?
Very much. It was an interesting process. I've always wanted to do something like this, but it was really exciting to do the research and then find the trends in the research and actually come up with something that hasn't been done before and to
right.
notice that this GATA3 actually could, the information I found could be significant for, you know, pathologists or its use in other breast cancers.
And if someone wanted to do a poster, how would you talk to them about going about doing something like
yeah.
that?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have our pathologist was already interested in the research that I did. So he was the one who kind of started paving the way and said, oh, maybe we should do this or maybe we should do this. And so fortunately, I already had a direction before I even knew I wanted to do a poster. Mm-hmm. But yeah, starting the poster was a good, the doing the research first and then discovering the trends and then having the opportunity to do the poster was helpful. I think if there's something that somebody's interested in studying or being here and looking at all the other posters has given me a lot of ideas on things that I could potentially do some research on for other posters. But yeah, I definitely encourage anybody to do one. It's a really fun process.
Good.
And you feel, you have a sense of pride in seeing that poster hanging up and all the pretty colors and then just standing next to it and saying, this is something that I did and I'm significantly, you know, contributing to this, you know, histo technicians and just science and it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And I saw your poster and it's really nice.
Thank you.
The one thing that I was like looking at, and I think I caught your attention on this, was when you're doing all these different studies and stuff, make sure that you do like something to compare it to.
Right.
Like a negative all across the board.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's interesting to see how people go about doing their studies.
Right. Yeah.
And
to see what to include and what not to. Yeah. I think for me, it was a hard decision to figure out what exactly I wanted to take pictures of, because, you know, people are walking up to a poster, they look at the pictures first, right? Because that's easy to look at. And typically you want to take away, you know, the gist of the poster in the pictures. And so I chose to take pictures of what I HER2 ER positivity to compare the type of staining, not just the normal versus cancerous tissue. So to show that it's a very strong, diffuse type, specific type of stain. Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank
here
you.
And
I have
all the other
so
exhibits. And it was really good talking to you, Claire.
You too.
Thank you so much for doing your poster for us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.